Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Terry Stacey, along with Tina McIntosh. Our thanks to American Senior Communities for sponsoring and supporting what we're doing here on WIBC. So,
Hi.
I almost swallowed. Wait, hold on. Sorry.
Hi.
Take it, Tina.
All right. Well,
I swallowed a bug.
A bug, because they're flying around the studio, apparently. In studio with us, we've got three beautiful women. We've got Tanya Piercy, who is the Director of Activities at Brownsburg Meadows. Goodness, it might be contagious. And then we've got Belle Schaff, who's the Director of Admissions and Marketing. And Grace, is it Gresham?
Gresham,
who is a resident there at Brownsburg Meadows. Ladies, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Terry, I don't know if you know, we have a local celebrity in our midst right here.
Tell me who.
Grace.
Grace is a celebrity?
Grace is a celebrity. Last month, she was, help me out here, on the cover of the Indianapolis Star.
First page.
And made USA Today.
Awesome. What happened?
I mean, you look special, but what's going on?
I was selected to be part of what they're having is a bucket list of people that they're doing things that they want to do all their life. And so she selected me because she knew I love theater and music and art. And I got to go to the Indianapolis Repertory Theater and see On Golden Pond.
Aww.
And then they sent reporters to take my picture, and it's kind of bloomed up since then. More pictures and my picture on the front page and everything else.
I can't believe
it. Not for a person that's 91 years old.
For 91 years old.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty cool. And you loved every minute of it?
I did. It was wonderful.
You're busy. You know what? You're staying active. And May 10th through the 16th, that's National Nursing Home Week in American Senior Communities locations. A lot of fun and exciting things planned for this year to celebrate. But part of that is keeping their residents busy and active. And it sounds like that, Grace, you are pretty active.
I am.
What else do you like to do?
Well, they have a lot of activities there, and I like the music that they bring in, and they go on trips. I got to go to the zoo one time. We've gone to the park and for picnics and all different kind of outings like that. And of course, I have bingo, and I love that. So,
well, it makes a difference in your life, doesn't it, to
it
keep busy?
It certainly does. Mm-hmm.
It's like a vitamin C shot.
Yes, it is.
Well, and we talk all the time about, you know, staying active physically, and we know the benefits of keeping the weight off, keeping ourselves physically fit. But one of the things that you really focus on there, Tanya, is really keeping people socially engaged. And there's a great benefit to that as well, true?
Correct. Just like you said, with activity for your bodies, you keep fit. With cognition, it's good for mental stimulation as well, for their cognition. So we do a lot of trivia, a lot of memory makers where we come in and talk about things from the past decades. We'll finish the line, you know, keep their mind active as well.
And what magic do you see when a resident comes in and really makes a social connection with someone else, a friendship really blossoms from there? What does that mean to them?
It's fantastic. A lot of times when people come into facilities, it's a big change for them. It's a big adjustment. So when they get out and they get active, they make friends. You see them come out of their shell, and you get to know the true person, you know, who they really are. It's amazing to watch. It's rewarding.
And how about you, Grace? You've got friends at Brownsburg Meadows?
Definitely. It's only one, but I got lots of friends there in the article. But it had lots.
Oh, is that right? They only gave you one friend in the article. Well, let's clear the air. Grace has lots of friends, people.
I do have.
And is that something at the age of 91, you know, I think sometimes we forget that new people come into our lives all the time and that there's still a very special connection with them. And
there is.
The age doesn't necessarily matter.
No, not at all.
And what kinds of things do you enjoy doing with these friends?
Going on trips, outings. Like we went to the zoo, I mentioned, and things like that. And of course, playing cards and bingo, things like that.
What's your card game of choice?
Oh, golly. probably they play that King's Corner.
So uh-huh.
Than that one.
Uh-huh. I grew up on Canasta.
Oh, well, I did too, and they don't have any Canasta there. I would like that.
You and me, Grace. I would need a refresher course.
I would too.
And I've got to remember how to shuffle those two decks.
Yeah. Oh,
but we could take on the world.
That's yeah, but awesome. I can't hold them right now with my hands. That's a problem.
Somebody's going to invent something just for you.
That's right.
A way to hold those cards. That's great. Grace Gresham, and she is a resident at Brownsburg Meadows, along with Tanya Piercy, the director of activities. Belle Schaff is here, the director of admissions and marketing at Brownsburg Meadows. You know, let's talk to Belle for just a minute. And Belle, what makes a difference? I mean, how many activities, and why it's so important to continue what you're doing and to add more to help the lives of those that are living there at Brownsburg Meadows?
Well, I think having a variety of activities to offer just
helps get individuals to know one another, know the individuals that you're living with, to make Brownsburg Meadows a more familiar and family-oriented place. And Tanya does a great job with really, you know, working with individuals such as Grace to find out what are things that were on her bucket list, things that she's wanted to, you know, see and experience that, you know, Brownsburg could help out with. So we're very appreciative of everything that Tanya puts in the activity department, and the IRT was wonderful in working with, you know, this special request.
So, Tanya, I have a question for you about the families. Belle mentioned, you know, how important activities are for the family unit. Do you see family members get involved?
Sure. Sure. We have family members come in. Like Grace mentioned, bingo. That's a big one for our residents. They come in and they'll, you know, set the cards up with their family members, play bingo. They'll meet us on outings. When we go on outings, we'll go to restaurants for dinner or to the park mm-hmm. for picnics, to the zoo, to the movie theater. We'll have some of their daughters and sons will join us so they can have that social activity with their parents as well.
And do you see grandchildren and younger kids get involved with those
sure,
kinds of things?
Sure. We had an Easter egg hunt at the facility recently on Easter, and we invited all of the family members to bring their kids, their grandkids, and we had a good turnout there. And it's fun for the residents to get to watch the kids run around in their little Easter dresses and find the Easter eggs and get their face painted. So it's a lot of fun when family gets involved.
You know, social media is such a big deal now, and I'm wondering about seniors. Are seniors becoming more active when it comes to social media and finding that place on Facebook so they can watch nieces and nephews grow up, and is that become kind of part of what you're doing?
We do have some residents that that have discovered Facebook, and it's quite funny. I think I was talking to Mindy not too long ago about that. They do enjoy it. We have one in particular that she forgets her sign in to every time I have to help her, you know, go through, and she keeps requesting the same friends. But it's funny. They do enjoy it. They're learning.
You know, it's funny you talk about Facebook. I've got a middle school daughter, and Facebook now is for quote unquote old people.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And by that, I mean me. At
well,
the
yeah.
age of 43.
Me and me. We're yes. all, we all are too old for them. They're finding other places and other places to go.
They are. So yeah. I'm fine. We will rule the world of Facebook and stay connected with each other. Forget these teenagers. Who needs them? They can have Instagram and Kicks.
Where is Brownsburg Meadows, by the way?
Brownsburg Meadows is located on the corner of 267 and Tilden on 2 East Tilden Drive.
Okay. All right.
And if we wanted to, if someone wanted to get a hold of you, we've got Facebook. They can go there
yes.
and connect. And your website is?
Our website is ascseniorcare.com. And also Brownsburg Meadows is offering an incentive for anyone that comes by for a tour and mentions that they heard about us on Caregiver Crossing. We are giving out 2 free tickets to the Indianapolis 500 qualifying weekend,
wow.
which is May 16th.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Now, Grace, would you like to get into a 2-seater race car, take a spin around the track?
If I didn't have to drive it, yeah.
I think it'd be fun to see you in the back seat of that car.
It would be fun. It really would. I'd love it.
Yeah. Well, see, if you're in the back seat, you don't have to drive. You just have to tell them where to go.
That's right.
That is Grace Gresham. She is a resident at Brownsburg Meadows. Belle Schaff, Director of Admissions and Marketing. And Tanya Piercy, the Director of Activities, as we celebrate National Nursing Home Week. And American Senior Community is doing lots of good things. Thank you all so much. What a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The news is next on 93 WIBC.